In the book of Micah, in the Hebrew scripture, it is written that our sins will be cast into the depths of the sea. Often, this gets translated as hurl. Our sins will be hurled away from us. As a lifelong Jewish Unitarian Universalist, I follow the annual Jewish practice of asking myself how I have hurt or caused pain to others, intentionally or otherwise. And then I try to make it right. I can say, therefore, that this image of hurling feels pretty accurate. Making amends is hard work. It's sweaty and embodied, like hurling something heavy off a steep, muddy riverbank. The High Holy Days are sometimes described as getting right with God. But what actually happens is that we focus on our interpersonal relationships and on repairing anything weakened or broken in our friendships, families, workplaces, and neighborhoods. I love this humanist theology. It puts into beautiful practice what the first humanist manifesto articulated in 1933, many signers of which were Unitarian. That religion consists of those actions, purposes, and experiences which are humanly significant. In our call to gather, Rumi embraces this same theology. It is not some superior and removed deity being who holds the lantern. It is our very own hearts that hold it up and out to keep us from stumbling over each other, huddled beneath the sky as we are. Still, no matter what kind of poetry gets wound around it, taking responsibility for hurting others is difficult and scary. My hardest apology was last year when saying sorry didn't repair the rift. It felt like hurling the most vulnerable part of myself from high elevation and then watching the free fall as nothing ever really landed. Let me tell you this story about a time I faced one of my fears. About 10 years ago, I made a good friend. Eventually, the universe brought to her something I very much wanted and never got to have. She knew nothing about my struggles in this area or my secret longings, and so she wasn't sensitive to my pain. She wasn't even aware of it. I was more jealous than that word can convey. For whatever reason, I'm not usually envious, and so the intensity of my bitterness shocked me. I abruptly withdrew from the friendship. No calls, no happy hour, no contact. I was aware I was being mean, but I couldn't stop. I felt a literal chill when I thought about her and her joy. The resolve to explain and to apologize seized me every High Holy Days, but it took a few years for me to thaw, soften, and then reflect, and then soften a little more, and get a little warmer from sipping the wisdom from that bitter tea I had brewed. Finally, last fall, I picked up my courage and the phone. My former friend was gracious. She returned my call, she listened, and she forgave. I am so grateful for that kindness. It was not required. Yet, She asked no questions. She expressed no emotion. She projected no warmth. Maybe she simply needed time to digest, or had moved on from our friendship in her own way and was disinclined to reopen that door. I don't know, and I respect that I may never. After all, our apologizing does not obligate the receiver to open their arms to us. That's not how consent works. I am glad I told her I was sorry. It was the right thing. But did I feel better? Yes. And no. I felt free of baggage, this huge, unwieldy, ratty suitcase I had been lugging around. But I didn't feel the closure that I had sought. The suitcase was gone, but my arms were still frozen into that posture of holding it. Everyone has baggage. And so ancient Judaism developed a practice that's called tashlich, to help us let go of whatever is not serving us well. The ritual is this. You literally hurl something into flowing water to signify emotional release and freedom. Some Jews empty their pockets of whatever might be caught there, an old receipt, crumbs from a long-forgotten snack, maybe lint. In my family, it has always been stale bread, you know, those crusty pieces that lurk in the back of the fridge, you don't quite know what to do with them. This is an image of a tashlich ritual in another community, pieces of stale bread on the water. The story goes that the water must contain fish, because just as fish eyes are always open, never blinking, so do we pray that we may always be open to ourselves, to others, and to our world starting afresh. My apology didn't go the way I wanted, and I've been hanging on to that disappointment all year. I crave that moment when I can feel my burdens and bags, trunks and boxes dissolving into water and being absorbed into a universe big enough to hold it all. If you have ever missed the mark and longed to start afresh, I invite you to join me for this ritual of tashlich next week, after you've had a chance to reflect on what you would like to move past. Next Saturday, you can meet me and Jacqueline as well at the pavilion at Peabody Park at 10 a.m. You can bring some old bread and crackers, and we'll have some there too. We'll have a very simple ritual, just a minute or two, and then we'll walk a few steps to the Fox River. And if you have a metaphorical suitcase of your own to discard, then you can cast it, hurl it, if you will, into the water. In this way, or in whatever way makes the most sense to you, may you feel yourself forgiven for whatever shame or mistake might be lingering within your heart. After all, if our hearts do not hold a lantern, we will stumble over each other, huddled beneath the sky as we are. Amen.